We're talking with Terry Dietrich, of course, president of American Farmers Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union. You've got a delegation here, Terry, in Wichita, National Farmers Union meeting. What's going on thus far here at NFU?
Well, so far, Ron, it's been preliminary stuff, president's report and financial reports and this type of thing. We won't get into policy discussion until tomorrow. This evening we have a big foundation gathering to raise money for youth programs and so on. We do have a good delegation. I'm happy to have I haven't checked the numbers. We did have a couple of sicknesses and one death. Had some delegates had to cancel out, but I think we're close to 30 people here. So it's not too hard to get them here when it's in Wichita.
Yeah, really. It gives you opportunity to, kind of like last year, Santa Fe, you had a good-sized delegation and really fully representing your membership that way.
We did have. It's a little bit of a conflict now. A lot of our staff that we like to bring to kind of help us keep everything in order is at the Oklahoma Youth Expo in Oklahoma City. So we're short on staff this year, but we're all right.
What I know, one of the things that's just kind of popped up as this meeting was getting started, word came that the seven of the agricultural groups that had been working on a memorandum of understanding on the beef checkoff had signed a deal. U.S. cattlemen deferred. Of course, NFU had dropped out. Do you see any action or any sort of policy stance maybe adopted by NFU here at this meeting?
I do not. In fact, I am so pleased that state policy supersedes national, and they know where we are, we know where they are, and we know our paths are not going to cross on that issue. It has not been an issue. I do not expect it to be any more of an issue during policy this year. It was last year. Mm-hmm. We were very emphatic about our stand. We were voted down. That's okay. We go home, we row our own boat, and we don't mind doing that. We're going to stand with our cattlemen and our livestock industries, and we're proud to be able to do that. So I don't anticipate anything too inflammatory really coming up this year. I think it's going to be relatively smooth sailing. I see a thing or two that's been proposed that I don't think, and this is one thing that I'm proud of. I was able to be the odd man out last year, but still with respect, so I can still put together some coalitions. Mm-hmm. And we don't need but about one or two small states to help us out. And there's a thing or two in here that I think that have been proposed we're going to throw out, but it's not as inflammatory as the checkoff thing.
So you're no big policy issues that Oklahoma's following closely at this point within their policy discussions?
Yeah, not that I anticipate at this point. Now, the policy committee has been meeting while we're here, and they may come with something that was not put in print prior to this that I haven't had a chance to read. However, Brett Morris, who just got elected to the Cattlemen's Beef Board officer chair as an officer, is representing us on our policy committee, and he's done a really, really good job of educating some people, and even his own policy group that he was kind of in the middle of in the fire have come around to respect everything that he's had to say about it. So I'm optimistic, and I don't anticipate any trouble really this year, more so than what we've had in the past. And we have our differences, and so do other states, and they all have a right to, but our state policy supersedes national.